This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, October 23rd. Well, grain markets last week were all higher. We had just a firm undertone to the market until about Friday. We started out firm and then ended up reversing down. So we did get back some of those gains late in the week. But for the week, we had Kansas City wheat up 1, Minneapolis up 9, Chicago was up 6, corn up 2, soybeans were up 22. So again, just a fairly firm tone to the market throughout much of the week. Weather, of course, has been a big factor for South America. Brazil has been experiencing some pretty hot and dry conditions across central to northern Brazil, whereas southern Brazil has been too wet. So wheat growing in southern Brazil has been had far too much moisture on it, and it's expected that quality is going to be poor. In the central and northern part of Brazil, you're trying to get the soybean crop planted, and that is kind of struggling to get done because of the dry conditions. We're hearing about poor emergence there, so it's possible that once they do get some rain, producers may go back in the field and reseed the soybeans. In Argentina, which has been trending dry for 3 years, it really had not been able to break that trend, even with a strong El Nino in place, which normally brings better rains to the heart of Argentina. Now we are seeing some forecasts that are finally going to bring those rains back into the country. In Brazil, we're hearing about rains that will show up in the central and northern part of Brazil later this week, but it's still going to be hot, and then it turns dry again after this rainfall. So it's very important that they get enough moisture here. It's not like a huge system, however. We'll just have to see how that evolves. Here in the United States, starting to cool down. We are seeing some rain and snow forecast for the northern plains. The southern and central plains, a fairly large system that's been forecast for at least a week now, still intact, and that starts from West Texas, moves across much of the central and northern part of Texas, gets the eastern half of Oklahoma, the eastern half of Kansas, and then moves up into the western Midwest and then the northern Midwest. So we're going to probably see some harvest delays in the western and northern part of the Midwest later this week. But this is much needed moisture, especially for Texas. And, you know, that's going to set them up better for winter wheat planting and establishment. Looking around the rest of the world, we see Sovcon is reporting that Russian grain exports last week were 1.08 million tons. That was pretty much in line with where the previous week was. In Ukraine, they are reporting that grain exports so far this marketing year at 8.3 million tons. That's down a full 30% from last year, which wasn't that great in itself. So they're still struggling. They are having much better success using the grain corridor, or the humanitarian corridor, which basically hugs the shorelines of the Black Sea. And it's, you know, there's talk that they may be able to export as much with that system than they did with the grain corridor with Russia. So it's encouraging to see that they're finding a way to get this grain out cheaper, but it's definitely slowing things down, and it's costing them much more to get grain exported. And speaking of FOB values around the world, take a look at where we're sitting as of the end of last week. For wheat here in the United States at the Gulf, soft red winter wheat was quoted at $259 a ton. That was up 2 from the previous week. Hard red winter wheat at $299 was unchanged. Ukraine at $190 unchanged. Russia at $225 down 5. So we're still way below their supposed floor price of $270. But those are the quotes that we're seeing coming out of Russia. Romania is quoted at $245. That's up 25 on the week, but just equal to where they were 2 weeks ago. So I'm guessing that last week's number was an error. For France, they're quoted at $255. That's up 8. Argentina was unchanged at $205. In corn at the Gulf, we're at $225. That's down 6 off the PNW. We're at $245. That's unchanged. Ukraine is at $160. That's down 5. Argentina at $220 is up 5. Brazil's at $225 was unchanged. In soybeans at the Gulf, we're at $505. That's up 10 on the week. Argentina at 5.45 is up 25 on the week, and Brazil at 5.20 is up 10. So I would think that that would be supportive to soybean price to see all the major growers and exporters raising their FOB offers. Even though soybeans were lower on Friday, and we're seeing them down another 10 cents here this morning on the night session, I would imagine, again, that these higher FOB offers are going to offer support on the breaks for soybeans. And for that matter, it would seem that all of the grains have really found their seasonal lows. Corn has been basing for weeks and weeks, and it's just starting to work its way higher. And we're going to be toward the tail end of harvest here fairly quickly. Wheat has certainly been a struggle. Normally, we find our seasonal lows at the latest by August, and we tend to have a seasonal high in early October. I think that's going to turn out to be a seasonal low. And with winter coming and the slowdown in exports expected out of the Black Sea, and tight supplies coming out of the southern hemisphere, it suggests that wheat prices should be pretty well supported going into the winter. And I think with corn having turned a corner, most likely, there too, it should help support wheat at least to some degree. So short term, you know, it's been slow to turn this trend around, but I think that's happening. And we're in a mode, especially in the row crops, of buying the breaks rather than, you know, expecting harvest pressure just to continue to push on this market. And that should help the wheat find its way higher as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.